Micro Meditations. One of the earliest things I tried to do to help with my anxiety problems was meditation, and to a certain extent it worked. I found ways of meditating that would ease my anxiety. But all the meditations that were working involved lying down for up to 30 minutes or setting up yoga mats and sitting in weird positions, all for extended periods of time. So even though some of these methods helped, I stopped using them because they were just too much hard work. But I'd experienced enough positive results with the basic meditations that I tried to inspire me to create something tailor-made for someone in my situation. So several months after experimenting, I came up with some techniques that worked much better than anything else I'd come across. These techniques I collectively refer to as micro-meditations, and they're what I'm going to share with you in this section. I wanted to create a type of meditation that worked all the time, and that worked quickly. So many people give up on meditation because it takes too long to do and because the results are so inconsistent. Another reason that many people abandon meditation is because it's so hard to do in anything but the perfect circumstances. Most meditation techniques can only be done if you're lying on your bed or on the floor or maybe sitting peacefully in the corner somewhere. When you have really bad anxiety, that's not very useful. If you have anxiety, then you need a form of meditation that you can use anytime you need it, wherever you are and whatever your circumstances. That's why the micro-meditations I created are designed to work in any situation, especially those where you most need to feel calm and relaxed on demand. There are three separate micro-meditation techniques in this section, and when you know how to perform them, you'll have the power to create a calm and relaxed mind in any situation. Not only does this mean that you'll be able to reduce or even stop anxiety when it strikes, but it also means that you'll have less anxiety in the first place, simply because you have such a powerful method of handling anxiety should it occur. You'll come to think of these micro-meditations as a safety net that's always there when you need it. So what are micro-meditations? As the name suggests, they're extremely small and fast-acting meditations. This section includes three separate micro-meditations. One takes 60 seconds to do, one takes 3 minutes to do, and one takes 5 minutes to do. Unlike traditional meditation techniques, micro-meditations can be used in any circumstances. You can use micro-meditations in any of the following situations: in your home, when you're out, standing up, lying down, eyes open or eyes closed, on your own, around other people, when you're highly anxious, during panic attacks, and before you go to bed. And there are probably other situations that I'm not mentioning. But as you can see in that list, micro-meditations are unlike anything you've seen. And because these meditations are so flexible, you'll use them all the time and you'll never abandon them like so many people do with traditional meditations. So how do micro-meditations work? Just like traditional meditation techniques, micro-meditations are based on breathing and thoughts. Most forms of meditation rely on you clearing your mind or focusing your mind on one specific thing for an extended period of time. But there's a major problem with that approach. When you're highly anxious, clearing your mind, or thinking about one thing, is close to impossible. The more anxious you get, the more thoughts you have, and the quicker you process them. Quick, multiple thoughts are the opposite of what meditation should be. With the micro-meditations I'm about to show you, all these problems of not being able to clear your mind and not being able to stay concentrated will disappear. Each micro-meditation you'll learn essentially comes with a script that you can replay in your head anytime you need to relax or ease your anxiety. Okay, the 60-second micro-meditation. This one takes approximately 60 seconds to complete. Being so short, it's ideal to use in places or circumstances where meditation would normally be impossible. This meditation is based almost entirely on controlled breathing and counting. And here are the steps. Step 1. Prepare for the micro-meditation. When you know that you're going to need to use this micro-meditation, begin by telling that to yourself. In your mind, or maybe even out loud if the situation permits it, tell yourself that you're feeling your anxiety increase, and that you're going to use this micro-meditation to help it go away. This will have a calming effect on you because you're confidently telling yourself that your anxiety will soon be gone. And this will also give you instant momentum for when the meditation begins, because you will know in your mind what's about to come. Step 2, get your breathing under control. When you're anxious, your breathing quickens. You aren't always aware of this, so it's important to get your breathing as close to normal as you can before you begin this micro-meditation. This second step, simply take some controlled breaths. You don't need to do any deep breathing or go to the extreme. Just make sure you're breathing in and out evenly. If your breaths are quicker than your normal breathing, just slow them down. The speed of your breathing can easily be controlled in all but the most panicky situations. Ideally, your breaths should be in through your nose and out through your mouth, and both in-breath and out-breath should be about equal in length. Step 3, doing the 60-second micro-meditation. This is ultra simple. All you're going to do is breathe in and out 8 times. After each in and out breath, you'll count upwards, starting at 1. So breathe in, breathe out, count 1. Breathe in, breathe out, count 2, and so on. 8 breaths in and out, and that will take you about 60 seconds. 60 seconds of correct breathing, combined with the focus that the slow and deliberate counting will give you, is almost always enough to significantly calm you down and ease your anxiety. Something else you can do to increase your concentration during this micro-meditation is to visualize the number of the breath that you're counting. So breathe in, breathe out, count 1, and at that point, until you count 2, visualize a bright, vivid number 1 in your mind. Okay, the 3-minute micro-meditation. This micro-meditation works on the same principles as the 60-second one. The key difference is what you'll be thinking about. In the 60-second micro-meditation, you concentrated on counting your breaths and on looking at the number of the breath you were on at the time. In this micro-meditation, you're going to be thinking about your body. This is slightly more complex than the previous one, and the main reason is the increased length. This micro-meditation should take about 3 minutes to complete, so you'll use this one in situations where you have slightly more freedom than you do when you use the shorter one. Here are the steps to use this 3-minute micro-meditation. Step 1 is exactly the same as the previous micro-meditation and all micro-meditations. So get your preparation right, do step 1 just as you did on the 60-second meditation. Step 2, again, is get your breathing under control. Just the same as the previous meditation, do your best to make your breathing even and calm. Step 3 is doing the 3-minute micro-meditation. And the key to this micro-meditation working is the concentration you're going to place on certain areas of your body while you breathe. I adapted this technique from something I came across while I was looking into insomnia, and I found it worked great at grounding and calming the mind while you meditate. In the 60-second meditation, I showed you how to count your breaths in order to concentrate. This is a slightly more advanced version of that method. For this 3-minute micro-meditation, you're going to count 2 complete in and out breaths while you focus your mind on a particular part of your body. And here are the body parts you're going to use. Toes, knees, thighs, stomach, chest, nose, mouth, and head. These body parts are not chosen for any biological reason. They are simply a random selection going from feet right up to head that have worked well for me. To use this micro-meditation, all you're going to do is concentrate your mind as much as you can on that number 1 body part, toes, whilst counting 2 complete breaths. So center your mind on your toes, how they feel in your shoes, how aware of them you are, whether or not they're moving, and then breathe in and breathe out, count 1. Breathe in and breathe out, count 2. The breathing is the same as the 60-second meditation. Now you just repeat the process for all the body parts on the list. So next, move on to your knees. Do the same for your thighs, stomach, and chest. The last three parts of the body are slightly different. With your nose, you're going to really want to concentrate entirely on the air you inhale as you breathe in, the sensation of it passing through your nostrils. Your mouth, you're going to want to concentrate entirely on how your breath feels as it leaves your mouth, passing over or through your lips. And lastly, with your head, you want to change your concentration onto how you're actually feeling now that the meditation is coming to an end. I find that focusing on the nose, mouth and head at the end of this micro-meditation is a great way to wrap things up. It winds the meditation down and leaves you ready to carry on with whatever you were doing when you began. Okay, the 5-minute micro-meditation. This meditation has some things in common with the 3-minute version. Essentially, it's the same but with one change. Unlike the 3-minute one, where your mental concentration was on parts of your body, this one, your concentration will be on things and rooms inside your home. I know that sounds weird, so let me quickly tell you how I discovered this technique so you don't think I'm nuts. A long time ago, I bought a CD course on how to improve your memory. At the time, I was taking some home study courses. I thought the memory course would help me to remember what was in the information I was studying. One of the techniques that the memory program taught was linking things, lists, that you want to remember to items or places in your home. Do it right and you could remember anything and everything on a list by mentally taking a tour of your house and seeing what's linked to all the major objects or places you encounter. The strange thing was, I realized it was extremely relaxing taking these mental tours of my house, so I started using it as a technique to help when my anxiety got bad. One of the things I memorized using this technique were all the American presidents and the order they came in, and I noticed how whenever I took the mental tour of my house in order to recall the presidents, I would suddenly get much calmer. So occasionally, I would recall the lists I'd memorized simply to calm myself down, to ease my anxiety. Now, in the present, when I was looking for techniques I could pass on to other people with anxiety, I remembered this mental tour technique. I knew the technique worked, but I had to find somewhere it could be used in a simple way. It soon dawned on me that it would be ideal as a focal point for one of the micro-meditations, and because it lends itself to a more relaxed, slow-paced meditation, using it on the longest meditation seemed obvious. How to create your mental tour of your home. Wherever you live and however long you've lived there, you'll have an almost perfect mental image of the items and rooms in your house. If you tried right now, you'd probably be able to recall dozens of items from any room in your home and remember exactly where and how they're placed. You're going to use this knowledge of your home and the items in it as the focal point for this micro-meditation. You're going to need 20 items around your home to use during this mental tour. The easiest way to do that is to have 4 rooms with 5 items in each room. The most obvious choice would be to use your kitchen, living room, bathroom, and bedroom. That's what I use and it should work great for you too. Everything on your mental tour is going to be clockwise to make it all easier to recall. You're going to go around your rooms in your head in a clockwise direction. Once you're in each room, you're going to go around that room in a clockwise direction. I know that this requires a bit of effort, but it's worth it. You only have to do this preparation once, and then you'll have it all the time as an incredibly powerful meditation. So if I was creating my own mental tour here, I'd start in my kitchen because it's the logical place to begin with the layout where I live. I would close my eyes and bring up a picture of my kitchen in my mind and see which objects are clearest to my mind's eye. It's important to do this in your head and not in the room so that you choose items that are already in your memory. When I close my eyes and call up a picture of my kitchen, I see these things clearer than anything else. Dishwasher, sink, microwave, cooker, and the dining table. There are other objects in the kitchen, but these are the ones I know I won't forget and which will probably never get moved around. The order that I just put them in is the order that these items appear if I go in a clockwise direction around the room, and that's important. I would then do the same exercise in the living room, and then I would do the bathroom and the bedroom. I suggest you make your list of 4 rooms and 20 items now, and then move on to the how-to steps. It's going to make it much easier for you to follow along. So create your list, run it through your mind, maybe 5 or 10 times, and you'll never need to do it again. It's going to be locked in your memory forever. As with the previous micro-meditations, steps 1 and 2 are the same, and that is normalizing your breathing and preparing mentally and physically to do the meditation. So let yourself know that you're going to do this. So here's the action steps on actually how to do the 5-minute micro-meditation. If you've already tried using the 3-minute and 5-minute meditations, then moving on to this one will be easy. It's essentially the same method, except that you'll be thinking of the 20 items around your home instead of the parts of your body, or the counting. When you're ready to start, simply think of room 1 and your first item in that room. In my example, this would mean I was mentally in my kitchen, thinking of the dishwasher. I would create a vivid picture of the dishwasher in my mind. And while this image was in my mind, I would breathe in and breathe out, just as in all the micro-meditations, in through the nose and out through the mouth. I would take the next breath while I mentally moved in the kitchen from the dishwasher to the second item on my list, the sink. I would literally walk in my mind from the dishwasher to the sink, taking a complete breath as I do so. Once I was mentally at the sink, and then take another complete breath. This process continues for every item and room on your list. Mentally move to an object on your list, picture it vividly while you breathe in and out, then take another complete breath as you move to the next item, then breathe again, and so on until you go through all your rooms and all your items. For most people, this will take about 5 minutes if you're taking steady, controlled breaths. If you're getting through the entire meditation too quickly, then slow your breathing slightly and the whole meditation will slow down with you. This mental tour of your home can be incredibly relaxing when you become used to this process, and when you combine it with controlled, steady breathing, the results can be wonderful.